Have you reached a firm conclusion regarding cell phone safety, whether they are safe or not safe? Okay, procon.org has gotten views on both sides of that, and as with so many issues of debate, matters of debate, it can be confusing, especially when you hear two different sides with different opposing views, who can make some of the same types of claims and still come up with different conclusions. Listen to this. Cordless home phones, television, radio, laptops, tablet computers, all produce radio frequency or RF radiation, the same type of radiation that is produced by cell phones. So get this now, cordless home phones, television, radio, laptops, tablet computers, all produce radio frequency radiation, the same type of radiation that is produced by cell phones. The radiation emitted by a cell phone can penetrate 1.6 to 2.4 inches into an adult human brain. Now think about this think about where you position your phones while we talk about this. I've asked you before, how do you normally listen to your smartphone? Do you hold it to your ear? Do you use some type of wireless device? Okay, keep listening. Again, the radiation that's emitted by a cell phone can penetrate 1.6 to 2.4 inches into an adult human brain. The amount of radio frequency radiation that's absorbed into the head can be reduced by using a wired earpiece, not a Bluetooth, rather than placing the phone against the ear. Notice, it didn't say the amount of RF radiation that's absorbed into the head would be eliminated. No, reduced. But that's something. The amount of RF absorbed into the head can be reduced by using a wired earpiece. And again, not a Bluetooth. The Bluetooth doesn't have a wire connected to it. That's basically like putting the phone to your ear. The director of the University of Pittsburgh Cancer Institute issued a warning to faculty and staff on July 24, 2008, to decrease cell phone exposure due to a possible connection between cell phone radiation and brain tumors. His warning prompted a congressional hearing on cell phone use and tumors. The International Agency for Research on Cancer, the IARC, the International Agency for Research on Cancer of the World Health Organization, announced on May 31, 2011, that it had added cell phone radiation to its list of physical agents which are possibly carcinogenic to humans. Group 2B agents. Other group 2B agents include coffee, DDT, pickled vegetables, and lead. Group 2B agents, possibly carcinogenic to humans. In other words, they can possibly cause cancer. Coffee, DDT, pickled vegetables, lead, and cell phone radiation. On October 20th, 2011, the British Medical Journal published a study of 358,403 Danish citizens, the largest study of its kind to date, which concluded that there was no association between tumors of the central nervous system or brain and even long-term, 10 years or more, use of mobile phones. So that's why I said this can be kind of tricky. You have people who are making similar claims but coming up with different conclusions. Okay, let's Let's listen to some more, both sides of this debate. Now, let me tell you what we have here. We have pros and cons, and we have the pros saying that we should use the cell phones, no health risks. Cell phones pose no health risks. The con side say cell phones do pose health risks. Okay, we have some more remaining here, but not the same number. We have about three more pros, and we have four more cons. That's not that far off, so I'll go ahead and include all of each. And let's start with, where do you want me to start? You want to do all of the last pros, all of the last cons? You want me to start with the con and alternate again? Con, pro, end with the con? You want me to start with the pro, alternate, pro, con, pro, con, pro, con? I'll still end with the con, since if we have three more pros, four more cons. How would you want to do it? Okay, we'll do it that way then. All pros and then all cons. The pros are saying cell phones are safe to use. Here's one of their positions. U.S. government agencies conclude that there really is no scientific risk when it comes to health problems. The Federal Communications Commission, FCC, U.S. Government Accountability Office, GAO, and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, have all concluded that there is no evidence in the scientific literature proving that cell phones cause brain tumors or other health problems. According to the FDA, attempts to replicate and confirm the few studies that did show a connection between cell phone radiation and head tumors have failed. All right, here's our next pro. They contend that there has been no rise in the rate of brain cancers despite a massive increase in the use of cell phones. If cell phones were causing cancer, we could expect a significant rise in the rate of brain and other related cancers. According to the National Cancer Institute, there was no increase in the incidence of brain or other nervous system cancers between the years 1987 and 2005, despite the fact that cell phone use dramatically increased during those same years. Between 2004 and 2010, there was still no significant change in the incidence rate of brain tumors. Between 2004 and 2010, there was a slight increase from 209 cases to 221 cases per 100,000 people. But this slight increase was attributed, they say, to better tracking and recording of cases. During the same time period, cell phone use increased 62.7% from 182,140,362 subscribers in 2004 to 296,285,629 in 2010. Their last point. Like cell phones, other devices, including radios, televisions, cordless phones, and pagers, all safely transmit signals using radio frequency radiation. Radio has used RF radiation since at least 1893, and television has used it since at least 1939. The safe long-term use of those RF-using devices helps prove that cell phones are also safe. All right, see if we can get in. We're running out of time. Let's see if we can get in all the cons. If we don't get them all in today, I plan to get in what remains tomorrow. In fact, let's just do it that way, because I know that it's going to be difficult to get all of those four in about half a minute. So we'll plan to wrap up the con side of cell phone safety tomorrow, and let's just see what you conclude. See what you conclude. In the meantime, how are you approaching this? How are you handling your cell phone? Do you keep it close to your head when you talk? Do you use your wireless Bluetooth and keep that close to your head? Do you normally use a wired earpiece, or Do you tend to leave your phone on the desk and use a speakerphone?